This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of San Juanita G. Sepulveda. Date of birth is January the 3rd, 1971. Case ID number is 361-6774. Date of exam, January the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 12/6/2021. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old widowed female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral hip replacement, comma, lumbar sacral back radiculopathy, comma, fibromyalgia, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, and depression/anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she was a supervisor for a life insurance company for approximately 10 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home. And she is receiving disability benefits from her work insurance company. Allegation number one, bilateral hip replacement. Number two, lumbar sacral back radiculopathy. Number three, fibromyalgia. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, hypertension. Number six, hypothyroidism. And number seven, depression/anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, bilateral hip replacement. The claimant and fibromyalgia. The claimant states that in 2015, she was diagnosed with inflammatory polyarthritis and had severe degenerative joint disease of both hip areas. She also suffered from fibromyalgia of all her muscles. Tests were performed, and the claimant had a borderline positive ANA of 1 to 40 and a uric acid level which was elevated at 6.7. Her rheumatoid factor blood test was negative. X-rays were performed, and the claimant went on to have a bilateral arthroplasty hip replacement of both sides. The left side was performed on September the 21st, 2020, and on the right side it was performed on November the 10th, 2020. The claimant had fair results with her surgery. The claimant also received 4 steroid injections in each hip to help bring down the inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly with the walker, stand for 10 minutes, climb 6 steps, and sometimes bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Patrick Sanders. She does have an assistive device that she uses all the time, which is the walker. And she states that her physical activity includes walking around the mobile home and gardening. The claimant is presently taking diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, tizanidine, 4 milligrams QD, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams QD, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, and Motrin, 1,000 milligrams BID, which she states does give her a little relief. Allegations number 2, lumbar sacral back radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to develop pain in her lumbar sacral back area. She was in a motor vehicle accident in 2021, which aggravated her condition. She states the character of the pain is a dull, aching, stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down both thighs. Her limitations include being able to walk one block with a walker, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She does have an assistive device, which is a walker, that she uses all the time. The claimant has had recent surgery of a hysterectomy and bilateral hip replacement, which also impedes her ranges of motion at this time. Her physician is Dr. Dulgura, that's D-U-L-G-H-E-R-U. She denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive 8 weeks of physical therapy, which she received at two different times for her back and her hips. As noted earlier, the claimant is on multiple medications for inflammation, which does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy and / lumbago. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2010, it was noted that she had a very high level of cholesterol and was started on atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. She denies any in-organ damage such as cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. Her level is stable at this time, and they have not gone up on the medications, and she appears to be doing well with the medication she's taking at this time. Allegation number 5, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having frontal headaches and occasional blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, as well as no nephropathy at this time. Her blood pressure was 151 over 90 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently taking metoprolol / hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligrams / 20 milligrams QD for her blood pressure, which appears to be controlling her at this time. Number 6, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1997, she was noted to be low in her thyroid function test. She was having symptoms of tiredness, weakness, swelling, and weight gain. And she went to Mexico to be checked and was noted to have a low thyroid function exam. She was started on level thyroxine at 50 micrograms and has gone up to 137 micrograms QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. However, she has been on medication for 26 years and has not been able to get off of the thyroid medication. Allegation number 7, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that in 2015, she started to develop severe depression and anxiety secondary to her situation. She denies any suicidal attempt or ideation. The claimant states that she started to sleep for long hours and started to eat extensively secondary to being depressed. She was also having severe panic attacks and anxiety. The claimant was also having crying spells, decreased motivation and concentration. The claimant was started on buspirone, 10 milligrams BID, and fluoxetine, 20 milligrams POQD. She appears to be doing very well with these medications at this time, and her condition appears to be better. Family history. The father is 82 and suffers from weakness and coronary artery disease along with hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Her mother is 78 and has had a coronary artery bypass surgery secondary to coronary artery disease. She also has asthma, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, a pacemaker, and high cholesterol as well. Medications, level thyroxine, 137 micrograms QD, diclofenac sodium, 75 milligrams BID, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams QD, buspirone, 10 milligrams BID, tizanidine, 4 milligrams QD, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams QD, sulfasalazine, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Motrin, 1,000 milligrams BID, fluticasone, propionate, 2 nasal sprays QD, oxybutyrin, 5 milligrams QD, fluoxetine, 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, metoprolol / hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy, coma, depression / anxiety, coma, anemia from chronic disease, coma, hypercholesterolemia, coma, obesity, coma, hypothyroidism, coma, fibromyalgia, coma, inflammatory polyarthritis, coma, gout with hyperuricemia, coma, major surgeries, hysterectomy performed on October 26, 2022, surgery of both hips with arthroplasty performed, the first hip surgery being performed September 21st, 2020, and on the right side, November 10th, 2020. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states that she would smoke 1 or 2 cigarettes every night for 2 years, and then she stopped. Alcohol, the claimant denies any alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. weight 244 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 151 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 41. General. This is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has bilateral vertical scars on each hip area measuring 17 centimeters secondary to a total hip replacement arthroplasty, which was performed on each hip. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a walker. And the claimant did not attempt to walk around the exam room without the walker, but was able to walk some steps without the walker. Could you drop down to the claimant did have some palpal muscle spasms of her lower extremities and some tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted, but no deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion. Of the thoracic and lumbar spine. However, the claimant did have normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to instability. The claimant has had a recent surgeries of hysterectomy and has not fully recovered from both hip surgeries. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased range of motion of both shoulders, for abduction and flexion, straight leg raise in the sitting position, was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased strength and range of motion of both knees. Flexion was at 110 degrees, and the claimant appeared to have some weakness in her knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant also was unable to walk on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate with her walker. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires a walker at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full fist, grip, pinch, and oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+, bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine index wrist finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted at this time. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both the hips and of her knee area, which may be coming from hyperuricemia. She is unable to heel toe walk at this time, but is able to tandem walk with the walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to bilateral hip pain, secondary to degenerative joint disease, and polyarthritis, secondary to inflammation, which may be coming from an elevated uric acid level. Probable diagnosis: bilateral hip replacement, - confirmed with physical examination and x-rays, along with medical records. Number two, lumbar sacral radiculopathy, not confirmed at this time with physical examination, secondary to the claimant still appearing to recover from her surgeries. She recently had a hysterectomy in October. Number three, fibromyalgia, - being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated at this time and appears to be fairly well controlled. Number five, hypertension, being treated with medications at this time. Blood pressure was 151/90 mmHg, which is normal. Number six, hypothyroidism, being treated with medications and appears to be stable. Number seven, depression/anxiety, being treated at this time. The claimant states that she feels better with the medication and appears to be improving. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of San Juanita G. Sepulveda.